Now we've come down to the end of this first section, and we've come to that great Grand Canyon. And now he begins to speak of God's wonderful salvation. We move out of the night into the day. He'll talk about justification by faith, and that's explained in the rest of this chapter. The availability of a righteousness from God for a guilty and sick world. Now, I want you to notice this because this is very, very important for us to see here. But now, what a break we have here. You pass from out of the darkness to light. And I'm going to change this a little because it's important for us to note this. But now a righteousness from God apart from the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Now, this is not the righteousness of God because God does not share his attributes with anyone. God says that he'll not share his glory with another. He just refuses to do it. And this is not, therefore, the attribute of God. It's not a righteousness of man because God has already said the righteousness of man is filthy rags in his sight and God's not taking in dirty laundry. Well, what is it that we have here? Well, this is God's righteousness. This is the righteousness which he provides. Christ has become our righteousness. We're told in 1 Corinthians 1:30, "But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God has made unto us wisdom and righteousness, sanctification and redemption." And again he says in 2 Corinthians 5:21, "For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." This is something that's very important for us to see. It is this matter of the righteousness that God provides for us sinners. It's very important for us to recognize that God is the one who provides this righteousness. It's not something that you and I can work out, but rather it is something that God has provided for us. A righteousness that God demands, and he also provides it. Now, will you notice this is a righteousness that is apart from the law? That is, you can't get it, friends, but doing something or keeping something. Not even God's law. You can't keep it to begin with. God can't save you by law for the very simple reason you can't measure up to it. And God can't accept imperfection, and you and I cannot provide perfection. Therefore, he can't save us by law. But the Old Testament witnessed to it, the law witnessed to it, because at the very center of the Mosaic system was a tabernacle where a bloody sacrifice was offered. And that bloody sacrifice was very important. And that bloody sacrifice pointed to Jesus Christ. And then the prophets witnessed to it. What do you think Isaiah's talking about? "Who hath believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? And again, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all." And then again, "Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief." Both the law and the prophets witnessed to this righteousness that God would provide in Christ.